Updated at 3 p.m. October 27. Elphinstone Logging Focus, ELF, has taken down the blockade. After the logging contractors drove past the blockade and took a picture, they didn't return. ELF spokesperson Ross Muirhead told Coast Reporter in an email. Winds started to get very gusty, with heavy rain, so it became very apparent that it was an unsafe working under these conditions. Branches were snapping, and also being outside in the forest. Original story. Elphinstone Logging Focus, ELF, set up a road blockade October 27 on the spur road that accesses Cut Block EU-24, off the Seashelt Airport Forest Service Road. Logging of that Sunshine Coast Community Forest, SCCF, site did not start that morning, as had been proposed. Plans had already changed. According to SCCF Operations Manager Warren Hansen, the delay to work at the site was not due having ELF barricading access to the cut block. Our contractor did not start today due to the storm and will commence when it is safe to do so, Hansen told Coast Reporter. He indicated the project may proceed as early as October 28 or next week, depending on the weather forecast. ELF spokesperson Ross Muirhead said that he and two other group members, Hans Penner and Lori Bloom, are at the roadblock. He reported that between 8 and 9 a.m., two trucks with logging company personnel did turn back from entering the site. Hansen confirmed SCCF's contractor had approached but did not enter the site. He said that the plan for the day was walking the block and doing orientation for an equipment operator, who is scheduled to work on the harvesting project. SCCF not disclosing future plans. He told Coast Reporter he had no comment on the blockade or any plans that SCCF has to address it moving forward or on plans to meet with ELF to discuss their demands. The only plans we, the SCCF and ELF, have are to meet with the Roberts Creek community tonight, Hansen stated. A forum on forestry in the creek, sponsored by that area's community association, is set for 7 to 9 p.m. at the Roberts Creek Community Hall, with ELF and SCCF representatives scheduled to answer questions that have been submitted in advance. Blockade down, concerns continue. We plan to maintain the blockade until they SCCF live up to our demands, Muirhead said. At 3 p.m., he advised Coast Reporter that the protesters at barricade left for safety reasons, stating, "Winds started to get very gusty, with heavy rain, so it became very apparent that it was an unsafe." ELF wants to see EW24 protected for old growth recruitment, as part of the National Healing Forest Initiative, until there is further archaeological work undertaken and as elk habitat. Muirhead said his group objects to what he characterized as an ad hoc process that SCCF has used to address concerns raised about logging the site. Another concern for ELF is logging the site in a time when atmospheric river weather conditions are affecting the coast. Muirhead stated that during and after logging, there's going to be increased surface water runoff. There are numerous studies that document logging and road building show a direct correlation with landslides and the blowout of infrastructure. There are power lines and Seashelt Airport below this site.